After 20 years of social work, I am now embarked in chaplaincy school, also known as CPE, Clinical Pastoral Education. I'm taking my courses at UCSF. I'm mainly based at Parnassus, but I'm also in Mission Bay and Mount Zion hospitals as well. In the program, for our training, we residents come from various faith traditions and backgrounds. There are half of them, as many of us that are Christian, and there's a spattering of Buddhists and a couple of rabbis. So it's a very mixed group. And my non-Christian friends have always asked me what it means to be a Christian. What does it mean to be a Christian, to bear that title of Christ? Mainly because, as probably what I'm going to tell you now is something you may have heard yourself. Have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Have you? Oh, well, that's good. Good, amen. Yes, that's the only exposure my friends and my colleagues who are non-Christian and understanding of what it means to be a Christian is that that's all you say. And you try to convert people with being a Christian. But that comes as a very strong question for us today in our gospel passage of what it means to be a Christian. Another experience that I had in CPE was with one class where there was a panel, a discussion panel, and the five chaplains who had graduated in the program in previous years, the alumni that were there, four were Christian. And when asked to describe their faith tradition by folks that they visit in hospitals or hospices or other programs where they are chaplains, they say or they claim themselves to be followers of Jesus. Followers of Jesus and followers of the gospel. Not saying that they are Christian. Quite frankly, they explained to me that the title of Christian has really gotten a bad rap. Many people, for whatever reason, cling on to that title of Christian, and sometimes may not always act or are perceived to be as Christian, yet they claim that to be their title. Donald Trump is a Christian. And sometimes I find that to be a challenging thing to do. I'm truly trying to be open-hearted, so forgive me. It's really hard. So in getting back to what does it mean to be a Christian, it means, as in Matthew's gospel, because Matthew's community is a suffering persecution. And it takes a lot to say that you want to be a follower of Christ. To follow Christ and to live his gospel is to live in working for justice, for peace, and living the gospel. That would mean being in celebration of God's abiding love for us, in that we are created in God's image and likeness, and with that in mind, we are called to live just as we are called to live that commandment of loving God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and loving our neighbors as ourselves. Seeing God in others, too, is another great hallmark to being a Christian. But we are part of so many versions and traditions of Christianity. I had a very interesting experience about 3 weeks ago. I was on call on a Sunday, so I helped out a friend. He actually is a Roman Catholic priest, and we went to the same seminary. And so I was available to assist him for the liturgy, for the Sunday Mass. And I served as his acolyte and as his lector, and I also helped distribute communion. It was a lovely, simple service, there are a number of Eucharistic ministers who bring communion to the sick to the hospital in the hospital that were there that day. And after the service, Father Tay, that's the name of the presider, dear friend, introduced me, and he said, "This is Father Joseph. He is he's helped us out today, and we're really lucky to have him." And there were two women there that were very, very interesting because their reactions changed through time. When Father Tay had introduced me to them as Father Joseph, they were so excited. "Father Joseph, it's so great to have you with us. This is great. What parish are you from?" And so I said, "I am from All Souls Episcopal Parish in Berkeley, California." Dead silence. Dead silence. Episcopal. That doesn't sound Catholic to me. And I said, "Well, it isn't Roman Catholic, but I am a priest." Another one chimed in and she said, "No, but you're not a real priest." I just say, someone who's been raised Catholic all my life, went to school from preschool to grad school and Catholic education, to be told that I was, and also being ordained for the Roman Catholic Church and being received into the Episcopal Church, that was really quite of a shocker for me. there it was, and I almost felt like I wanted to defend myself, you know, like, "Wait, but you don't know that." And then one of them went on to say, "But you know, that church, they ordain women." Right? "And I hear they also ordain gay and lesbian people too." I know. And then when I told them that, you know, "Well, my husband and I are priests," and that really got them. "What kind of Christian are you?" Well, here we are. What kind of Christian are we? Well, we are God's beloved. And in Matthew's gospel today, it's rather challenging because it goes into, you know, that really sharp statement. And I found this to be so hard. I prayed so hard over this gospel this week, you guys. It was, "Yes, I have not come here to unite." Do you think I've come here to unite? I've come here with a sword. Thank you, Jesus. Well, what does that mean for us as Christians in this gospel? It means that in taking on that role of follower of Jesus and of living the gospel, it may not always be popular. It may not always be liked or cherished or thought of as something that that is acceptable. But that is what we are called to be. And is this offering that Jesus, who is God with us, who comes to take on our humanity and to live like one of us and to live and to suffer and to minister and to be with us and then to die and then rise up, we are all part of that. We are all part of that. The servant, the master, the student, the teacher, those are reflected. We are reflections of what we are being formed to be. As followers of Jesus, as those who are baptized into this faith, of knowing that while we are God's beloved, called to celebrate in this table, knowing that in our brokenness and in the diversity of who we are, saints and sinners, we come to this table seeking healing. So let's reclaim that title, being followers of Jesus, living the gospel, and embrace that title, which is what we are called. We are Christians. Amen.